Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. You may use a GPS navigation device while driving, but did you know that commercial pilots and mariners use the devices as well? Todd Humphreys, assistant professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Texas at Austin, demonstrates how an increasing reliance on such devices has opened users up to a new kind of cyber attack.
The answer was yes. The question, could you hijack my yacht? Now, the rest of the story. I just finished telling a conference audience how we brought down a drone with a specialized attack against its GPS sensor. A distinguished-looking man with a British accent handed me his card. I don't suppose you could do the same with a 65-meter superyacht. 3 months later, two students and I are aboard the $80 million White Rose of Drax off the southern coast of Italy. We've brought along our custom-made GPS spoofer, the only publicly acknowledged device that can surreptitiously fool any commercial GPS unit into reporting false position or time. Captain Andrew Schofield is at the helm of the White Rose. He's carefully charted a course around land and underwater hazards. Our hijacking experiment is, in formal terms, an investigation of maritime navigation security. From the upper deck, student Jashan Bhatti, acting in the role of attacker, commands our spoofer to transmit a faint ensemble of counterfeit signals. Increasing power, he obtains control over the ship's primary and backup GPS receivers. The takeover is clandestine. Both GPS receivers report continuous healthy signals, and no alarm is triggered on the bridge. Bhatti now commands the spoofer to put the ship on a new course, slightly to starboard of the original one. The electronic chart display shows the ship drifting slowly to port as if driven by an ocean current. The captain or the autopilot applies a course correction to bring the ship back onto the course line. But in reality, the maneuver has put the ship on a different course, on the course that Bhatti commanded. And so a story with improbable beginnings culminates with an improbable final scene, in which a $2,000 box the size of a small briefcase controls an $80 million yacht the size of a jumbo jet.
That was Todd Humphreys of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Trojan.